is Danny. I'm the guitar player and songwriter along with Luana, the singer of Bella Donna, a rock noir band from Italy.
And I'm sure you guys get this one a lot, but where did you come up with the name Belladonna?
Okay, well, we're looking for a name that was like easy to pronounce anywhere in the world, but they also sounded Italian in a way. And we stumbled across this name, Belladonna, which sounded great to us because it's like it can mean many different things. Because basically, Belladonna is a plant, and this plant can be a cure. It can be a hallucinatory drug, and it can also be a deadly poison. So we like this thing that this plant could have different uses, you know, very good uses and very evil ones as well. So we kind of like that. And we also love the name. Also, Belladonna means beautiful woman in Italian. So for a band with three girls in the band, it sounded like pretty apt.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, so when and how did you guys get the band started?
Well, the band was started by me and Luana about slightly over a year ago, because like we've been writing songs for a while, so we had this bunch of songs that we loved. They were like really noir and really dramatic, and we just wanted to get a band together and to put these songs together and have a band sound with them. So we just picked the musicians we loved the most in Rome. That we felt could bring life onto these songs in the way we wanted. So like musicians that were like they had a strong emotional side in them, as opposed to a technical side, which is important when doing music. But we're really looking for someone that could like play these tracks with the right amount of emotion, which for us is the most important thing. And we're pretty happy with the guys we have, with the girls and guys we have.
Right. So, which musicians, past and present, are of most interest to you and your band?
Oh, well, like, I know this sounds lame, but like, we listen to all sorts of music, right? But mainly, we like into really emotional music. So that's probably the thread, the links, and like serious music. You know, like bands like so. Like, it's really pretty much across the board. You know, you can be like from Led Zeppelin to Stravinsky, so it's like it's pretty much across the board. But like, as far as influence is, like, we really try to put to make our songs the songs that we love to hear, you know. So like, as opposed to songs that we love to hear because they sound like the bands we love. So as much as we love like Kate Bush or Led Zeppelin, we wouldn't sit down and write a song that sounded like them, because there was I already have the records.
Right.
You know, if I want to hear something that sounds like Led Zeppelin, I put one of the records on. So we really had a sound in our heads, and we really wanted to make these songs as unique and as true to our personalities as possible. So that's the main goal, you know, when we do music. That's not to say we don't have influences, because everybody does. But mainly, like, we're into, like, really emotional songs and emotional musicians.
Right.
I don't know if this makes sense.
No, it does, yeah.
Okay.
Besides musicians and artists, do you have any non-musical influences?
Yeah, but Edgar Allan Poe, the writer?
Yeah.
Is surely our main he's our main guy. he's the guy. Everything about Edgar Allan Poe is pretty much central to what we're trying to do. You know, like all the themes of the romantic themes, the murder themes, the mystery, the crime. This is all pretty central to the way we love our music to sound like. You know, so like in many of our songs, they're like little stories, like in Mrs. Hyde, which is one of the tracks from our album. It's like a crime story where, like, at the end of the song, you find out that the singer or the character that is portrayed by Luana when she's singing the song is actually the killer. You know, it's a woman that killed her lover out of jealousy. But you only discover it right at the end. Ghost, which is another track from our album. That's like a horror story. More than horror, it's like a supernatural story about the character, main character in the song, sees a ghost. So, and then the story develops from there. I won't reveal the ending, you know.
Right.
I have seen a ghost, and the sheet spoke to me. Once I was like thee, alone. I have seen a ghost.
But we pretty sorry, the Alan Paul was like obviously a true genius, you know, a master, and he's pretty much he's our main influence.
Right. Okay.
By all means.
So, would you say you guys like to create characters and just different storylines when you're writing songs?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, as opposed like to have, you know, a song. I mean, we have songs that like basically touch onto themes and they are like, but we love stories. We love storytelling. You know, it's pretty much like, you know, like when you say about influences, maybe this is something that, you know, country music influenced us in this, because in country songs, you have country songs. I don't just mean in American country. You know, like from any country. You have like popular songs where they tell stories, and we really love that. I know it's not too much used in rock and roll, but it's what we like.
Right. Well, yeah. No, it's great.
So that's why we do it, you know.
Okay. Well, I recently read in one of your blogs, you guys mentioned that rock music is really unpopular in Italy, and so I was wondering, do you have an idea what dynamics in Italian culture makes this, or what makes rock music difficult to have a following?
Well, like it does have a following in a way. Like people love it. Like we love American bands and English bands.
Mm-hmm.
When those bands come here, you know, they play to big crowds, you know, often. But it's not part of our culture. You know, it's like part of the entertainment kind of scheme of it. But and it's nowhere as popular as football, for instance. You know,
right.
Yeah, so it's like, and what is the reason? I mean, these are a whole separate interview, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because there's many reasons. Like the main one is like the here in Italy politically, is been really difficult in the 70s because we had a very strong, you know, it was the Cold War and we had a strong Communist Party, and like rock music was being seen as something that was like helping, you know, the so-called communist mentality or culture,
right.
Which wasn't true, you know, because rock music is rock music. It's not communist. It's nothing. You know, it's just music.
Right.
You know, it's entertainment. It is culture, but it's like youth culture. It's not. It was nothing to do with politics, but for some reason, the two things were linked, you know, and here we had a big communist party, so there was a lot of interest of making this thing die, and actually for about 7 or 8 years, there were no rock concerts. Of foreign bands in Italy at all. Like, picture this, you know, like, no rock concerts at all.
Oh,
like,
wow.
From 1970, yeah, until 76. From 69, when Led Zeppelin played, there was a riot in Milan, and after that, there were no more gigs. You know,
it just wasn't
allowed by the police. So, like, that kind of took away the young people's interest from rock music altogether, because it wasn't available at the time, you know. So this started the whole thing where, like, young people are more interested in other things. And, like, if you're, like, into rock, it's just because you maybe fell in love with it from the record. Like that's what happened to me and to the other guys in the band and to all the other Italian musicians. You know, it's just something that it's a bit bizarre, you know, wanting to be a musician and playing rock music. I mean, people do it, you know.
Right.
But it's not common. It's not... And it's very hard to become... to become good, you know. That's why maybe you read this in the blog I wrote about Lacuna Coil.
Uh-huh.
You know, they are really admired then because they're a great band. They don't know how difficult it is to get that good coming from Italy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's very difficult, full stop, you know, wherever you come from. But coming from Italy is even more difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I hope this makes sense.
No, yeah, it totally does. Would you guys consider going abroad?
We love to. We love to.
Oh,
can't
okay.
wait to move.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's something you're working on then?
Yeah, we definitely work. We're really happy how things are going now because, like, thanks to MySpace, we had the chance, you know, playing our music to the world, you know, through this website, which is something that it wouldn't have been possible in any other way, you know. And we made loads of friends and loads of fans, and it's like an incredible time for us now. We cannot believe how it happened and why it happened. It's just amazing. But obviously, like, we hope it's something that's going to lead us to maybe, you know, collaborate with, you know, some investors or companies from America,
right,
from the States, like booking agents that would maybe bring us on tour in the States, or record companies, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've been approached by many, but, you know, we want to stay single until we find the right,
yeah,
like marriage, you know.
That's probably a good plan.
Yeah, that's the analogy that we like the most. You know, so we're receiving a lot of offers, you know, for dinners and stuff. Right? You know, we're trying to play cool. We'll know when it's right.
Right.
You know? Because we don't want to sell ourselves short. And for us, the most important thing is the music. Mm-hmm. Like, we're really happy as we are now. And we know we can, you know, it can be a lot better. We can do lots of more things. But we want to do them right. We want to do what we do only better. We don't want to do anything different. And sometimes some companies want you to do that, and we just say no.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, I was reading through some of the lyrics of your songs, and I noticed at least a handful of them tend to mention or have religious references. They mention a god and an afterlife. And also noticed that the band Lacuna Coil, who's Italian-based, does the same. And so I was wondering if you think that being based in Italy, religion is more likely to play a role in cultural and creative expression.
I think this is a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true. Like, I actually discovered this about our lyrics not so long ago, you know. Like, reading them back, we thought, well, you know, we speak about God and the afterlife, like religious aspect, a lot. We didn't even realize. You know, but really, like, when you see them all together, you tend to think, I thought the same thing. I mean, it wasn't planned,
mm-hmm.
but, like, picture this, like, where I am now, the Pope lives like 5 miles from here.
Right.
You see, so it's not surprise. And the influence in Italian culture of, you know, organized religion, Catholic religion, is immense.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even imagine. I know, like, there's, you know, there's many religious people in America, but here it's like, it's just really deep. It's ingrained in our genes. You know, it's just very, very strong, very, very strong. So it's like, basically, like, if you, it's like rock is like rebellion, and like, and religion is part of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, not too much as saying no, this is wrong. You know, but it has an important value. Also, as a, not only as a political or a religious thing, but also as a symbolic thing.
Right.
You know, it's like so. It's just very strong, you know. It's a strong symbol. It's a strong symbol. You know, I don't know if I was clear enough. You know,
mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean when I say a symbol?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like basically we're all raised, you know, reading the gospel and the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and on the news, the Pope is every day on the news. You know, and even if you're not religious, which we're not. It tends to be part of your everyday life. So every time you buy something, it's just part of our lives. So it's no surprise that you found this in Lacuna Coil's
mm-hmm.
songs too. Even if they are from Milan, they're not from Rome.
Right.
No, but yeah, but it's still Italy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much part of what being Italian means. You know, it's not just pasta. It's also. No, it's like, you know, it's a really strong thing. It's really dramatic, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if you think about it, because it's something that, in a way, is a strong influence on millions of people. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's no surprise that music reflects that or uses those symbols to create what we create.
Okay, so most of your recordings are in English, unless I haven't seen them. But do you guys perform or release in Italian as well?
No. Ages ago, me and Luana, when we first started writing songs, we used to write in Italian. And then it just didn't seem real to us, you know, because we don't listen to Italian music. We don't like anything about it, or just a few artists from the 70s, but we don't really like Italian music.
Right.
And so we just don't listen to it, and like the music we wanted to do just came. It just happened, you know, to. It just sounds good to our ears in Italian, in English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes sense that way, and what I say all the time is like we play our instruments in English, we don't play them in Italian.
Right.
So to sing on top of something that is played in English in Italian, it just clashes. It just doesn't work to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't move us. You know, so again, it's an emotional decision.
Okay.
It's not planned, you know. We used to write in Italian, and then when we started like trying to write lyrics in English, we just fell in love with them right away.
Mm-hmm.
We just stuck to it.
On your website and also on NME online, your band is characterized as rock noir.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if you could give a brief definition of what that means.
Well, like, basically, it's something we came up with to describe what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't want to be pigeonholed by someone else, so we decided to pigeonhole ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and give a definition to what we do ourselves. Basically, rock is because what we do definitely has a rock element to it, you know, the heavy guitars and the overall sound that is really powerful. And the noir aspect is because we were afraid that people would see us as another gothic band.
Right.
Which we don't see ourselves as at all, you know, because we touch themes like death, murder, mystery, crime, but with a different approach than the your average gothic band. So we wanted to term ourselves in a different way. Noir sounded perfect to us because it just describes, you know, those black and white films
mm-hmm.
from the 60s, you know, and that's just the atmosphere we're after, you know, in our songs. Not so much musically, you know, but as the overall vibe. So noir just, you know, fitted in perfectly.
Okay.
The idea we have of our band.
Mm-hmm. So would you guys be upset if other bands started to classify themselves under the same term?
No, that would be okay. But
yeah.
Then we would say, you know, they took it from us. We would love to.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not... I mean, we didn't copyright it, and we're not going to, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, but we like to say that we are the first one, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we are the first... You know, we just... this sounds really pretentious to say that we invented the genre, you know? So I'm not going to say that. But yeah, you know, it's like... Yeah, it's just what we do. You know, if it's inspiring for other bands to follow the same vein, that's okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
You know, or to them themselves with the same name. As long as, you know, in interviews they say they took it from Belladonna.
Okay.
You know, give credit where credit is due.
Right, okay. Let's see, I think I also read in one of your blogs that your last album, Metaphysical Attraction, was pretty much recorded on the spot. Like, you just went into the studio and laid out tracks and you didn't overproduce it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, is that something that you think is missing in the music industry currently, that just the rawness of material?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Which is strange, because that wasn't exactly the reason why we recorded it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of worked the other way around, because basically what we were doing, me and Luan, every time we wrote a song, we played it with the band, and you know, we put the song together, and then we would just record it, you know, put a few mics on the drums,
mm-hmm.
And we would just put the song down, and then, like, I just mix it. I have a little home studio here in my house,
right?
And I just mix the songs, you know, got Luana to sing on top of them, and that was it. It was just more for us, you know, for us to play at night, or to play to whoever was interested, you know,
mm-hmm.
but more like as demos, so, but, you know, we put a lot of effort in making them sound good.
Right.
And then, like, you know, as when we started the MySpace thing, there was, like, almost immediately an incredible amount of requests for our music. So we decided to take 10 of these recordings and put them together and make an album.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't you know, we didn't set out to make an album. You know, we were just recording songs, and we have many more, you know, but we just used them for this album. And as an afterthought, it's true, you know, like, I think the appeal that this record, because at first we had misgivings, we were thinking, God, you know, these are demos, it's just recorded on the spot, mm-hmm. it's just live. And then we thought, well, but we like them, you know, like the movers, the songs feel really good to us, those recordings.
Uh-huh.
You know, we really like the way it's come out, especially emotionally, you know, it's really what we wanted to do with those songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, if we like it, maybe other people will. And after all, on MySpace, people were asking for those versions mm-hmm. of those songs, you know, not mega-produced ones. And then, like, as an afterthought, maybe that's the main appeal of it. You know, and that's why a lot of people are saying that we sound unique and that they're finding us something that they don't find in other bands. Because other bands have more money than us. So, you know, so they go in the studio and they overproduce things. When rock is supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be really emotional and really live, and it has to have, like, the kind of instant energy that comes from a musician mm-hmm. playing, with fire. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and like in records, they, you know, like, I mentioned Led Zeppelin again. The beauty of those records is that those tracks were really full of fire. You know, maybe there's mistakes in them, but they're just really, really live, which is what rock and roll is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we click tracks and samples and samplers and, you know, sequences. It's become really clinical. So even some great bands, they sound too, it sounds too mathematical to me.
Right.
You know, it's not human enough. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's missing from my point of view.
Yeah, well, I think you can definitely tell because, I mean, I think your tracks sound amazing.
I think you
really get across the emotionality, and I think they just come across sounding great.
Yeah, as I said, it was more, by chance.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't planned. Maybe if I planned it, I would have made the classic mistake of overproducing them too.
Mm-hmm.
So we really lucked out. You know, it was really lucky.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm like. You know, I'm really meticulous. So if I had to say, okay, I'll do a record now, I would have maybe done it really, maybe more clinical than it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I won't do this mistake again because I will learn from this, you know?
Right.
Mm.
Okay. So you guys were in this film called Black Swan.
Mm-hmm. Well, we made the film.
Right. So is film and media kind of another offshoot that you guys would like to work with in addition to music, or
we love to, but at the moment we love to, you know, like there was more like a thing that we did last summer.
Uh-huh.
We had like a month, you know, and we had like some cameras, like we managed to borrow some film equipment, and we just, you know, me and Luana wrote this story and we filmed it, and we had a great time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really happy with the results, so yeah, it would, you know, we love to, but at the moment, like, we have so much on our plate now.
Right.
Yeah, at the moment, we rather dedicate ourselves, at the moment,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, doing music, continue to do what we're doing in the music field. But yeah, absolutely, if we had the budget and the time in the future, we'd love to do a full-length feature. It's, you know, a noir movie, black and white, with a mystery story,
uh-huh.
and we can write the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, we love to. And me and Luana, like in the movie we have a small part as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we had some other actors, but we have a small part for ourselves. Like Luana, of course, is the hero
uh-huh.
of the story. So it's, we're probably going to put it online again on the 29th of October.
Okay.
Because that would be our anniversary on MySpace. It would be 1 year we're on MySpace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like to celebrate, we probably, make it available to everybody, you know, for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, free for everybody to see the short film.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's all the 9 minutes of it. It's a thriller story, so I won't say too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, somebody kills me in the beginning, and but I'm still alive, so maybe something happens after.
Okay, so do you guys have any future plans right now for Belladonna? Do you have like another album you'd like to work on, or trying to plan a tour?
Well, at the moment we don't have. I mean, we're not planning on making another album at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we're really trying to make them. You know, to make as many people as possible aware that we have this album out.
Right.
Because, we published it a few months ago, but it's still pretty new, you know, because he hasn't been really promoted in any way apart from MySpace, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's selling well, you know, people love him, but, you know, we find hundreds and hundreds of more people every day discovering it. So it's, for them, it's a new album, you know. So mm-hmm. it's never had a massive push where it was all over the place and everybody knew there was this album out. So we don't feel the necessity of putting new music out on a CD at the moment, but we definitely love to go on tour. We have a few Italian dates planned mm-hmm. next month. Maybe we'll do another showcase in London, but it's all European stuff. We really love, you know, to find a good booking agent. So if anyone out there is listening to this, you know, we really love to collaborate with someone because there's a massive demand for us to tour the States, uh-huh. and would be like a dream come true to come for us.
Yeah.
So we hope that materializes mm-hmm. sometime soon.
Yeah, well, I hope so too.
Yeah.
If you guys could tour with or collaborate with any musician, past or present, who would you have loved to work with?
Well, anybody in the band would give a different answer, I guess. My personal one would be Kate Bush, without a doubt.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to collaborate with her. I would just like to sit there and watch her.
Yeah.
While she records or she writes. I wouldn't. Then, yeah. To go on tour, we love, you know, there's so many great bands, you know. But we will go on tour with anybody, you mm-hmm. know. You know, it's not like, but one band that I really love is My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I really like them a lot. So, yeah, obviously to go on tour with them would be nice.
Yeah, well, maybe. Mm. You never know.
Yeah, well, who knows.
Okay, well, I've just got my three stock questions that I ask at the end of interviews, and then we're almost done. Okay, so my first one is, do you have a favorite slang term or something that you say way too much?
Something that would be in Italian, so.
Well, go ahead.
Hmm?
Well, you can go ahead.
I wouldn't even know. I don't know. I never thought about this. Like a phrase?
Yeah.
Or, it probably would be something like, no, I'm right. I say that way too often, and I'm wrong, just as everybody else.
Oh, no.
So that's something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your drink of choice?
My drink would be Jack Daniels.
Okay. And my last question is, how do you feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner?
Mm-hmm.
I love eyeliner. Why?
Oh, no, I found that a lot of, I don't know, it's like this huge debate. A lot of musicians love it and a lot of musicians hate it, so I just like to find out who likes it and who doesn't.
Well, I don't wear it anymore. I used to wear it.
Uh-huh.
Now I am in a no eyeliner phase because it's kind of overdone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going for a classic, you know, just out of the bed look.
Okay.
At the moment, you know. I don't know if eyeliner is a political issue, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have anything against it now.
Okay, well, that takes care of my questions. So is there anything you'd like to say to your fans or to anyone who's listening to this as kind of a closing note?
I love everybody to come to our MySpace, which is myspace.com/www.belladonna.tv. And, you know, come and listen to our tracks and leave us a comment and become a friend. You know, we always have answer to everybody. You know, me and Luana spend hours on my space. Yeah, because, like, it's just so great, you know, to receive all these comments and mails from people. And most of them are really complimentary. And it's like, some of them write all the time. And, like, we see, you know, it's like we become friends with many of them. And it's just amazing. So sometimes we don't have enough time to answer to everybody because we really swamped
mm-hmm.
with comments and mails. But we always do our best, you know. So if we don't answer, we'll be read, but and eventually we'll be answered, you know. So give us your support.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Mary Jane.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, you too. Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Beyond the real horizon lies a place.